I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's.
I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Monday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. We know at least one person in the studio is very happy because it is cold, it is rainy, and it is dark outside. And after 10 days of what he would call hell of 90 degrees, Bill, you seem like you have to be happy this morning with this.
I dealt with it a lot now. Situation. This last 10 days has been a lot.
He's fought through, Sip. He has fought through adversity.
You like this?
Yeah.
Like this?
Look at it out there. That's a thing of beauty.
You like that? You like that?
I don't know how much rain we got yesterday, but when it rained forever. It rained for as hard as it could rain.
It's a monsoon.
What are we talking about?
Yesterday, about what time? 5 o'clock?
About four, five to six thirty. Where were you?
How'd you miss it,
Steve? It was a downpour.
Steve, were you doing online stuff?
I must have been.
Doing online stuff?
Well, online work.
Yeah, online work.
Not online stuff.
Yeah.
That sounds creepy.
Did that clarify there?
Some online stuff.
No,
get some clarity on that one.
If we searched your browser, would it get awkward?
A little bit, but not terribly.
Will anybody ever come in and confiscate your laptop?
No.
While run show?
No. It would be relatively uninteresting.
Mine's the same way.
I did miss that, but you love this.
Yes, this is a thing of beauty.
Like, and it's supposed to rain till 2, you said?
Yeah, but it says, you know, noon to 2 p.m., some time frame there. So, a lot of rain today.
This is going to set back the farming. Well, this is it's harvest time.
Oh.
Yeah, harvest time. It's going to set it back right here. Here we go.
Can't harvest in the rain.
No, not ideal. I don't think it'd be this much would be a trouble. Farmers chime in, but I don't see it going down.
Jake, I'm not an expert on that subject. I asked the question. Could you go harvest today?
If you're right in the middle of this, it would be a lot.
Wouldn't you have problems with if it's so muddy, you might get stuck in the field possibly?
Yeah, Bill? That's my concern.
I think about that.
Or sliding around.
Yeah. Do you want that with your big combine?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound ideal to me.
I think so.
Farmers chime in.
Yes.
Can you combine in the rain and sogginess outside? I'm saying no. Bolt says 1.6 inches of rain in his rain gauge this morning.
That seems a lot, but maybe it's true. I don't know
how much we got, you know, later on from that blast of weather, but it rained. It was insane. Straight down, just boom. It unloaded.
Wow. How about last night? Bill usually sleeps through. I heard some stuff last night.
Oh, I didn't hear anything last night.
Nothing. You heard something last night?
Was it some thunder?
No, I just heard rain. I think it rained last night. Greg, please chime in on your... He has his rain gauge up, missing two.
It's back up?
Yeah.
Thank you, Greg. We'd love some accuracy on this one. I can't get down on Greg because Greg showed up with chocolate milk.
He did.
And snacks.
Didn't he bring you a big jug of chocolate milk?
Yeah, a half
gallon.
It's
in the fridge.
It's in the fridge. I had some this morning. Thank you, Greg. He's retired.
He's chimed in. Yeah. He's already chimed in. Yeah. Hold on.
What's he saying? Got the rain gauge results?
Hold on.
Could we get a picture of it, please?
Oh, 1 inch at moment. Yeah. There is a picture. Oh, God. Interesting.
Well, the rain yesterday was definitely spotty. I would say we probably got that at our house. It was a lot. Weather.
Got a report from the farmers here.
Yes.
Brian in Fairbury says, no harvesting for a few days now. Can't combine it. Plugs the machine. Coffee shops will be busy today with farmers.
Okay, that's donuts. Just like Jake... Jake Fair did that out. That's just common sense.
It sounds like it's a problem.
Yes.
Mucks up the machine.
Yeah. Someone else says, can't harvest when crops are wet. It won't go through the combine properly. Yep. So dry. Needs to be dry out there.
We got some dry weather coming, so we're going to be
all right. Later in the week?
Later in the week, we're going to be okay.
I think tomorrow rain possible, then I think Wednesday we're good.
Okay.
So probably takes them a couple days. I wonder if they'll be back in the fields by this weekend. That'll be the question. If they're back in
Sounds like it.
I was in shock. I was a shin daddy this weekend at the wedding.
Oh yeah, You were in. How'd the wedding go?
Well, there were a couple of incredible moments. The wedding went incredible. I had a great time with it. missed whatever 98% of all football.
But you love big fan of that.
I got a chance to come back and enjoy the Duke Cal game at night, the late game. That was awesome.
Well, who won that game?
Duke did. Duke's undefeated in the ACC, so that's big for them. But anyway, but come down there and back, and it was dry and hot and you name it. Saw nothing. It was like the farmers between here and KC. It was like vacation, I guess. Now there was nothing going. There was no farming going. There was no harvesting. I'm like, there was no dust anywhere. I was like, me and Chino. Like,
and it was dry.
You know, yeah, it was plenty dry. But I had a moment that I got to bring up quick before I forget. We're at Embassy Suites, and we're standing there, had that little breakfast thing in the morning. And we're all hanging out, and my cousins and all my friends just all these different people were all there and for breakfast. And all of a sudden, I'm sitting there, and this young man, I'm saying, man, I use the word probably kid because he was probably, I'm going to guess probably not off, probably age 10. Silas comes up.
Silas.
Comes up, and he goes, Coach Bush? Yeah, he goes, I'm a breaker, and he's 10 years old. You mind if I get a photo with you? And he got a selfie. And I just thought that was awesome. The dude was 10 years old.
10 years old.
When I'm 10, sitting there with my parents having some cereal, oh, I'm not God. Walking over there. And nor did I would I ever listen to a radio show at that time God, in my no. life. I didn't listen to one. Did not. But anyway, for him to do that, Silas.
Silas.
From right here in Lincoln.
He's a little breaker.
He's a breaker.
He's a little breaker.
So we reach the youth here in the show.
We get the youth.
Not just the old.
So we got to
Silas
build
a breaker. But it was incredible. Yeah, so I really enjoyed that.
What else in Kansas
He had a chance
City?
To meet his dad, so that was good, too. So there was a lot of Huskers down there. There was a soccer tournament going on, and there's all kinds of fans or parents of soccer players from Lincoln.
In the hotel?
Was this wedding during the Nebraska game or not?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. What was the mood of the wedding party
Didn't
there?
Catch it a lot, so I only saw four plays. Five, I guess. I saw an interception. This would have been, I think, in the second quarter. Maybe it was 14-0. And then I saw three plays, and it went from first and 10 to fourth and 42.
That was bad. That was really, really bad.
And then there was a punt that went about 25 yards. That was the only five plays that I saw of the game. That wrapped it up. And there was one time, though, after the wedding was over, it was like someone had walked by and told me, like, hey, Nebraska's getting beat. It was like 21-14.
That's correct.
And so other than that, no, I didn't see anything. I saw one highlight that someone had sent to me to say what happened. It was the block punt for a touchdown, which is a great play. They didn't block anybody. The guy ran through. He blocked it with his stomach. And they just turned the guy completely loose. And I'm like, oh, man, they missed the block. And I'm like, no, they didn't block anybody. So Michigan State has to be appalled, but then Nebraska made him pay for it. So that's all I saw.
What
so,
about cake? Yeah. How was the cake?
Cake was good, but it was a pastry buffet at the end, so it was cheesecake.
So it wasn't cake.
It wasn't a true wedding cake. It was cheesecake.
Uh-huh.
It was chocolate mousse, and it was another lemon cake, which was all incredible. But here's the incredible part
good.
Was that the person who got married, CJ, his cousin, flew in. She's a pastry chef from New York City, does all the 5-star restaurants in New York City. She flew in for 4 days and did all of the pastries.
God.
So they were all made right in my cousin's house. It was really good.
What? Okay, so, this is where I sometimes reveal things that are embarrassing. What is chocolate mousse?
It's kind of a how did I put it like that? It's almost like a pudding.
Yeah, it has a pudding feel to it.
Is it cake?
No, it's not a cake. There was a crust at the bottom of it, though.
Oh, I know.
So
I think
it's kind of like a pudding.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Be kind of like a chocolate
pudding
pie.
Pudding pie, maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Pudding pie.
Yes, a pudding pie.
Pudding pie.
Imagine having some pudding with, a crust at the bottom of that.
Yeah,
that
but there was pie. Lemon cake.
Lemon cake, yes. Kind of a lemon raspberry cake, which
Ooh!
Which Laura got and loved. I stuck with the little bit
good.
Of cheesecake and the mousse.
That sounds good.
That's what I did, yes.
How about the main course?
Chicken and lasagna, and it was really Whoa. Good. Yeah, really, really good. The chicken was outstanding. Both sounds are outstanding, good. But I focused on the chicken.
That sounds good.
That's where my life was.
I'm always interested in the meals. And where'd you stay?
At the Embassy Suites.
That's what I say. He's Silas, the breaker.
Silas, remember that?
Yeah. Embassy Suites.
Yes.
Embassy Suites. Yes. But is there more than one? Isn't there more than
there's
one?
There's probably like 20 down there somewhere like that. But this is somewhere, I think we're in Overland Park.
Okay.
I think that's where we were.
In that hotel.
I think that's kind of the area that we were. Mm-hmm. So thank you to Silas, the breakers. And also for all of us, I think I'm speaking for all. that we do enjoy when someone comes up and introduces themselves.
We do.
We definitely enjoy that.
I got a phone call from Bill, Idle Chit Chat, Saturday morning about 8:15. Mm-hmm. He heard Ruckus. He said, "Oh, are you at the station already?" He said, "No, I have 11 people at my house."
I called him.
He did. I got a phone call from Bill. Mm. I had an extremely packed to the brim, full house this weekend.
11 people.
Everyone slept comfortably. We found a way to make it sleep comfortably, but it was...
God dang.
It was chaos, but it was fun chaos. Nothing broke this weekend. People were in good moods this weekend.
I've never had company over and wondered if something was going to get broke.
Well, do you have a...
Damaged.
We have a 20-month-old and a 17-month-old who don't know any better, so they could just break stuff.
Was your sister there?
What?
Was your sister there?
No.
Okay.
Aaron was not there.
I thought I saw Aaron out here.
No, it was my sister-in-law. Kendi was
like
here. No.
No, not at all. Yeah.
No, but it was a full house, full weekend. Everyone had a fun time. I have nothing else, nothing crazy to report besides the fact that everything went smoothly, which I was thrilled about. Thrilled.
Good.
Jake had already been up and already been to Bagels and
I
Joe
did.
When I talked
yes.
to him.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Why did you text me in that? Yeah, you texted me Sunday morning.
What did I say?
You just texted me the horse.
I said that was Saturday morning.
Well, that was Saturday?
Saturday morning.
Didn't you text me yesterday?
I did text you yesterday morning, yes.
Yeah, I was just like, why are you texting me at 8 o'clock?
Just checking in. That was not 8. That was like 9.
Yeah. Okay.
It was like 9.
I thought it was odd.
But yeah, I went to Bagels and Joe like at 7 a.m. Saturday to get bagels for the crew. And they enjoyed it, which made me feel good.
Good.
When they show appreciation, that makes you feel good about what you're doing. Thank you. It's just like Breaker's coming up and saying hi. It's nice. We like
it's
that.
Nice.
Anything for you, I don't chit chat, Bill.
Just work. Just work.
You worked?
Mm-hmm. Worked yesterday. It was kind of a long day, actually.
Online stuff.
Online stuff. Doing some online stuff.
Well, I tried to work ahead a little bit. So today's not so long.
That's good. Well, that is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag. Need seed,
Joey.
Chemicals, fertilizer, something to run the sprayer for you. 738 Ag runs the whole show. Custom application included. Learn more today at 738ag.com. Joey might be taking it easy today with the rain, right?
Joey, he needs to take it easy. This might help a little bit. Now, I don't know if this hit all the way across the state. Last night, we got our rain up north in Creighton. They didn't get any, so Dad was concerned.
Mm.
Yeah, and thought I needed a little bit more rain. He always loves rain. So I don't know if they got any up north. Let us know if there are breakers. Anybody up there north in Norfolk,
what's
going on?
There can be some harvest going on.
Yeah, they might be ready to roast. Yes.
What about you guys watched the Dolphins game yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Forget about that.
I watched the second half.
We do that real
quick. What was the final?
27-24 Carolina. Now, the Dolphins.
It appeared as if they were going to win.
Dolphins led this game 17-0 early second quarter and then decided to stop playing football the rest of the day. I mean, they gave up to a bad Panthers team.
Carolina
Panthers. 200.
They're not good.
And 60 yards rushing.
And what's the final score?
27-24. Now, Rico Dowdle is the backup running back for Carolina because Chuba Hubbard was out with injury.
Chuba.
He ended up with, 23 carries, 206 yards, 9 yards a carry, and a touchdown.
Whoa.
Yards a carry.
They averaged.
Against Jake's Dolphins.
Like Columbus Colts.
The fact this game was, listen to this stats real quick. The Panthers, 32 carries for 239, 7.5 yards a carry, and a touchdown. Dolphins, 14 carries, 19 yards, 1.4 yards a carry. That game was a 17-0 lead somehow for the Dolphins. They stink. It needs to be blown up. It's over. I hope this loss was first step in just the colossal firing of Chris Greer, McDaniel, Anthony Weaver is a joke defensively this year, apparently. My God, what an embarrassing situation that franchise
is. Who's Anthony Weaver?
He's the defensive coordinator.
You haven't mentioned him much.
Who has been absolutely horrific this year. Horrible. Horrible.
So you would rather have Vrabel than Mike McDaniel?
Yes. Mike Vrabel, last night, goes on the road and beats the Bills.
Oh,
the
God.
Patriots
that was an incredible
beat the
game.
Bills.
Oh, God. Really?
And that guy was available this offseason. But no, let's keep McDaniel, McLoser, at head coach, and we'll let the Patriots get one of their former players and become great again.
That's a new one.
The
That's
Patriots
a new one.
Are great again. It's great.
That was a new one, Jake. McLoser.
Here come the Patriots, who had four down years of a million years of good football. Now they're going to be good again. Just
will those guys get whacked this week?
What? I hope so. If they're smart, but unfortunately, Stephen Ross, the owner, isn't very smart when it comes to football decisions. So they'll probably get extensions somehow.
No. No. Nobody's getting an extension.
Well,
an extension.
They won a playoff game
what
in 25
if they announced that
years.
We'd like to announce a 4-year extension.
That isn't happening.
Well,
that sounds horrifying.
It is horrifying.
Was there any redeeming. Bill, you watched it. Did the Dolphins look good at all?
Just say, Bill.
No, it was the second half. So no, not really. They had one long pass to Waddle.
Yep.
But no, they didn't. And they didn't slow him down. That was the big thing. Was they didn't slow him down. I mean, 260 yards rushing in the NFL. That's a ridiculous number.
It's ridiculous.
If you rush for like 125, you're like going, that's a heck of a day.
You saw it against the Jets. So the Jets.
That's the problem. The Jets are horrible, and the Jets had 200 yards against the Dolphins also. Yeah. If they're giving him 200 yards rushing to the Jets and Panthers, how do you stop anybody?
I was only passively watching the Jets game, and I was like, God dang, they can run it. They can run against the Dolphins.
And the Jets couldn't run anybody else, though. Like, they got smoked by the Cowboys yesterday at home.
You support Jake being a loyal NFL? I know myself. I'm watching the game. And I'm telling you, I didn't have volume on. I was doing other stuff. I watched that whole game last night. My confusion was, I thought for almost the entire game that the game was at New England because they were wearing their dark jerseys, and the Buffalo Bills had on one of I thought it was horrendous jerseys.
Yeah, those.
They were all white.
The ice jerseys. Yeah,
they were all white with the silver Buffalo, and it was. I didn't even know what it was. And then I thought, well, it must be there doing a crazy away jersey. No, the game was at home.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I'm going like, hold it. This is at the Bills.
They're losing in Buffalo.
They lost in Buffalo with uniforms. I don't know what they were.
Their offense has just looked very subpar since that opening game against the Ravens.
What is their record?
They're 4-1. They're very good. Yeah. There's no more undefeated teams. Already through week 5, no one's undefeated because the Eagles lost yesterday to the Broncos at home, and the Bills lose at home to the Patriots.
So the Broncos beat
the champagne can be popped early by the 72 Dolphins this year. It's been popped.
Yes.
How about Young Parker, by the way? Young Parker, remember Parker
Gabriel?
Yes,
Parker Gabriel,
yes. Come on the show.
Yes.
Beat writer. Went to Philly, and then he's flying right to London.
That's living.
How about that? Young Parker.
What a win for the Broncos. Down 17-3 in the fourth, they went 21-17. That was an impressive game to watch.
What other NFL news is there?
I'll say that for tomorrow.
Winners and losers.
Yeah.
Dolphins lost.
I didn't watch anything except I was watching I had the Cowboys on.
But that was not even a football game. It was 30-3 at one point.
No, it wasn't.
The Jets are horrible.
What
happened to the Jets?
How do you can just continuously be that bad?
I don't get it.
The Jets. I mean, every year you draft high. Every year.
I don't get it. Why are they so bad?
I don't know. Their defense has been good in the years past, and their offense has sucked. The defense is bad now, too. They have nothing going. That team is awful. They got Garrett Wilson. I like him. You know, Fields has his moments, but he's just not a winner, apparently, because he couldn't win with the Bears.
What is the deal with – I don't get it.
I don't know.
Fields looks really good trotting out there.
There's some times I agree with that. And then the other great story – not great story, but interesting story is the Raiders. And Pete Carroll just getting.
Why are you saying that?
This got destroyed.
I mean, they're what, 1-4?
Yep.
I mean, they're
who they get destroyed by?
It was 40-6 at Indianapolis. 40-6.
I saw Amir got in the end zone.
Amir Abdullah scored fourth quarter.
Just imagine that, though. You're sitting there as the Raiders owner, and you're like, I took a big step outside the box here, bringing Pete Carroll back. What, 73 years old?
Okay, now here's the deal.
Now they won week one. All right, they beat the Patriots, lost four straight ever since.
Is he dealing with residual issues, Pete Carroll? And it's just
I'm not doubting that there's not. I'm not look. You don't look at him and go, that's a Super Bowl.
I'm not challenging you. I'm just asking.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's just a bad look.
Super Bowl roster.
Yeah.
I mean, I wonder what he walked into is what I'm saying.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true!
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
I can't hang it on Pete. What?
But they went and got a quarterback they felt was going to be able to lead them. And
Geno.
And it's been terrible.
Geno's had a rough go.
It's been terrible.
Genty's been off and on-ish.
He had a good game last week, but they still lost to the Bears, and then they get blown out by a million to the Colts. The Colts are a juggernaut.
They're my favorite
right
story.
Now.
I love the Colts.
And they should have been undefeated. They should have beat the Rams, but they had the guy fumble going to the end zone, and they blew the game.
And Amir's playing for them.
Apparently so.
See, I'm surprised you didn't jump me and say, well, so you didn't know who they're playing, but you saw that. I just saw on TikTok that Amir got in the end zone. They just showed a little flash of Amir. I didn't even pay attention, but now I'm putting it together. The Colts dominated
yes,
the Raiders.
They've had several blowouts this year.
Amir got in the end zone for the Colts.
Yes, he did, for the Colts in the 40-6 route.
And you heard what happened to Mark Sanchez in Indianapolis.
That story, I can't wait to get the whole story. I want to get even more because now it's went to the level of bizarre.
It flipped too.
The guy was 69 years old.
Oh, boy.
It was fearing for his life.
Yep.
And they have it on.
Sanchez must have attacked.
Yeah, attacked the guy.
Well, we're not talking out of line. There's police reports. I'm not making anything up here.
Tried to pepper spray him. That didn't stop him.
Uh-huh.
And then he had to stab him to save his life. He thought he was in. And what it sounds like, it's true.
He
was on a loading dock. He's in a semi.
In an alley. Jake, you know exactly where this was. It was by the state capitol. We know exactly where that is.
I do.
I stayed down there. You picked me up down there.
I did pick you up down there.
Yeah. So. Talk about an ugly story.
Oh, ugly, ugly story.
Sanchez.
How about that?
Think about that 24-hour period. Attacked a guy, got stabbed, laying in the hospital in critical condition. And by the way, they just arrested
you. Yes. At first, it's like, man, what happened? My first thought was, okay, so you're working for, who was there with? Is he with Fox or who's he with?
Fox.
Yeah. So you're a past quarterback, Gatorade Player of the Year in high school, quarterback at USC, took the Jets twice to the AFC Championship
game.
Which
is still bizarre.
It was still bizarre, but he did it.
He did twice.
But he did it, and now he's working for Fox. And he's out on a Friday night or
Saturday night.
What's that?
It was Friday night.
Oh, was it Friday night?
Friday night.
I'm sorry.
It says Saturday because it was past midnight.
Yeah, my bad.
But it was Friday. But I'm out Friday night at 2:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And hammered or whatever it was, you know, drunk.
Probably.
Yeah. No, all the reports say that was what.
Oh, yeah. He was. Yeah.
But my point is, how about just going there and getting a nice meal, work on your job at that, and maybe go to bed about 10:30 instead of being out at some wherever he was at.
Is he in his 40s?
Probably about right
upper
at 40.
Upper 30s, lower 40s. Yeah.
Got a good gig, right?
Yeah.
Not anymore.
No.
That'll wrap that one up. Yeah.
I don't think he gets a pass on this
one. No. I don't think so. I mean, and I don't even want to talk about because is he going to be okay?
They keep saying stable, so
yeah, okay. They could be all right. Yeah.
Sanchez.
When we have more updates than that, we will pass those along. Nebraska played football on Saturday, and I said this to some friends at the game. I said, I've never done crack before. This game felt like you're on crack cocaine. I mean, it was such a crazy football game, right? Sip.
Yeah, it was wild.
Bill looked at the stats this morning. In a game that ended up 38-27, high-scoring game, neither team got close to 300 yards. Nebraska had 261 yards of offense. Michigan State had 240, and this game was 38-27. Now, block punt for a touchdown made it 14-0. That helps out for Nebraska. But the offense just was lost the entire day. And they still put up 38 points.
It wasn't lost the entire day. They got it going late.
The fourth quarter when they backed downwind again.
When they got the wind. It was weird. They didn't have the wind for...
The second or third quarter.
It'd be like, somebody said it would be like playing golf and golfing into the wind for 15 of the 18 holes. It was weird. It was a weird game. It was definitely wild.
Did the wind change?
No, it's just because they...
Then that makes
they didn't have the ball.
That makes zero sense.
It doesn't make zero sense because they didn't have the ball.
It makes zero sense to say that it's like playing into the wind 50. No.
All right. Well, you didn't see the game, so whatever. But
okay, you want to fight today? I love it, buddy. Because it's 30 minutes on both sides, Sip. It's 30 minutes on both sides. So that's 9-9. So I know you're the expert. So go right ahead, Mr. Smart Guy.
All right.
Now go ahead. Why is it? So how many holes?
You have to look at it.
How many holes are – how many holes?
They blocked a punt and then –
So I changed that. Okay.
Michigan State had the ball for
I didn't know that.
17 play drive.
Let's see what the possession was. The time of possession of this one. It was 33 minutes for Michigan State to 26 for Nebraska in the game. But
that doesn't tell.
I know, but it was bizarre. Nebraska finally gets a big play, end of the third, down 21-14, and they finally get a big play on a 3rd and 10, where Raiola scrambles, and I forget who he hit deep on that play. But then Emmett Johnson scores 2 plays later. It was the only score of the game that was converted into the win. Every other score was downwind in this football game, except for the one that Nebraska had end of the third quarter to tie it up at 21-all.
That's right.
And it was just, yeah, and finally Nebraska in the fourth quarter, they get it going. They kick the ball. After tying at 21-all, Nebraska kicks off into the win. Michigan State muffs the kick. Nebraska recovers the fumble.
Mm-hmm.
And then they score, obviously, a field goal early in the fourth quarter, make it 24-21. And then they, pull away. 38-27, Nebraska wins this football game. But, again, bizarre game for the Huskers. Defense came to play.
Mm-hmm.
Offense, the line was an issue once again. 5 sacks allowed by Nebraska in this football game.
Yeah, I mean, the grades weren't bad. That's the interesting thing. The PFF grades, it looked like maybe Dylan was holding it a little bit.
He was.
Yeah, it was a wild game. It was wild.
Here's Matt Rhule. We talked about the win being a huge factor in this football game. One score into the win this game. Matt Rhule, what was the impact of the wind on Saturday?
It was unique in that, you never want to make – so none of this is excuses. It's just the way it went, right? Like, we scored and then we blocked the punt. So, like, we went a long time without our offense, like, really playing. And so it was like, hey, we have to get in rhythm now. And then all of a sudden, like, we just couldn't get in rhythm. But then on the flip side, the same thing happened to them. Like, we went down, we had a long touchdown drive, and then they hung the ball up in the air. And then they never scored again until the last drive. So, offense is so much rhythm. Like Dana, he kept trying to get in rhythm. Finally, they hit that big play on the wheel. And credit to Luke Lindemeyer. Like, he's supposed to pin the end. The end lined it up outside of him. Luke just turned out and blocked him. Dylan went up inside. And they, I was really proud of Dylan today. Like, early on there, I was kind of like, hey, hang in there. And he just kept getting angrier and angrier and finally exploded. But I think it was more like that, just long stretches without the ball than trying to get back out there. And that's what Michigan State does. They run the ball and they try to eat up clock. At one point, they were like 2 of 10 or something, or 1 of 7 on third downs, but he was just making plays on the scrambles. And we sacked him a bunch of times. We probably would have sacked him way more if he wasn't so elusive.
Aiden Childs, sacked 4 times in this game. By the way, Childs' stats not good. 9 for 32 passing. 2 picks. One was a sailed dump-off pass to a running back, and then obviously the other one was not good either.
Part of the reason Nebraska didn't have the ball was they had a drive of 9:45, so nearly 10 minutes, and that was after Nebraska blocked a punt.
Yes.
So Nebraska didn't have the ball for, it was like almost real time, it was like an hour. I mean, it was an incredible amount of time they didn't have the ball. That's what I was talking about, Bill, is they, because Michigan State.
It just drained and drained and drained.
They had a drive that lasted 9:45. It was right after the blocked punt. So Nebraska they didn't have the ball. I thought the defense played well, and special teams was extraordinary at times. It wasn't perfect because they tried a fake punt.
Did not convert. Were a yard short on that on a 4th and 3 around midfield.
Yeah, that was third quarter. And they had a block in the back that nullified a 57-yard punt return.
That was a beautiful return too by Barney.
Yeah, but it was a block in the back. I mean, he hit the guy. Carter hit the guy who would have tackled him.
I'll say this regarding Michigan State. Now, Archie Wilson struggled into the wind punting. He punted it short into the wind twice, right? Twice or 3 times. Ryan Eckley, the punter of Michigan State, was hitting some nukes into that wind. People weren't passing the ball well, nothing was going right. He hit 2 punts that were 50-plus into the wind. I said, wow, that kid's got a leg on him, and he's great form.
Yeah, he's good. Eckley's good.
It's because of the style of the punt. It's like when you kick he hits spirals. And Nebraska's punter, which has the ability to go left, right, and do all different rugby kicks, those balls aren't spirals. So you can't hit into the wind, they just get knocked down.
Yeah.
And if you spiral – now, if you miss hit a ball into the wind that's going to be a normal punter, and it and the nose doesn't turn over, it will also die out on you. But that's the only chance you have into the wind, into a strong wind, is the ability to build a hit or the ability to get the ball on the ground and have it roll. But the style of punt that Nebraska has is hard because they used to kick dagger kicks, which was a nose-down kick that I had punters do. Into a wind like this, we wouldn't kick it because it literally would go 20 yards if it got up in the air at all on an end-over-end type of thing. Now, he doesn't always kick all end-over-end kicks, but it's hard to hit non-spirals into the wind and have it travel very much.
Well, yeah, it was a rough game for Archie, but on that note, yes, Nebraska still found a way to make returns happen. That's the thing. We keep talking about this year where we prayed that we could see the return game have an impact. It has the whole season. Ja'Cory Barney has been very good returning the ball. The one guy can call back by the penalty, but
he's good back then.
He had four returns for 81 yards.
He's good.
I mean,
back
that's then. More than they had the entire season last year. They had 70 yards on the season. He had 81 punt return yards and 57 called back.
They do a good job on the gunners. They do a good job blocking the gunners. I mean, he's got room. He's got room.
But you were at this game, Sip, in terms of the wind being a factor. I mean, when it was 21-14, Nebraska is down to 3rd and 10, going in the wind, and before Dylan hits that big pass, were you thinking this is going to be an L? Or did you feel like Nebraska was going to win this game all along, despite
being
up 14-0, 21 straight points, and they just lost their way offensively before the big play Dylan hit?
I mean, it was shaky. I don't look at it quite like that. You know, I don't assess it that way. But, I mean, it looked shaky. Then he hit that pass into the wind, you know? And that was near the end of the third quarter. They hit that.
Yes.
And you figure if they get in, then they get the win.
Emmett has the long run for the touchdown. Yeah. Then tie it up.
Then now you have the wind, and that was a big factor. I don't know. I can't remember what you said earlier, but I think 52 of the 65 were scored with the wind.
Actually, I thought all but one.
I think it was 52, okay. But whatever.
Matt Rhule, how did Raiola handle adversity in those tough second, third quarters into the wind? This is Matt Rhule from Saturday.
I have to go back and look at everything because, you know, it's easy in the moment to be like, oh, is he looking at the rush? Is this, you know, but like, you know, maybe the in cut's not quite wide open and, you know, he's protecting the ball and all those things. Even the interception in the third quarter was so reminiscent of the end of the game at UCLA. And if you guys remember the times I've talked to you about sitting in the cafeteria the one day in camp and sitting there with Dylan, him watching the UCLA game was on the Big Ten Network, and him being like, shoot, it's a 7-point game in the fourth quarter. And I said, yeah, bro, they're all going to come. Like, don't panic. And so I love what he did after that. I felt like there was a little time there in the middle where it was just kind of like, oh, what's happening? At some point, I want Dylan angry. I want in the moment locked in, but I want a fired up, blood in his eyes Dylan, because that's the best Dylan that there is, and the guys will fight for him. And but other than that, I can't say exactly how everything else went. You know what I'm saying, Mitch? There were so many things that were happening that was going fast. I'll have to watch the tape to really, really dissect some of the X and O stuff. But I thought I'll go back one more time to the double post wheel to Ja'Cory. I thought that's the play that kind of ignited us and gave us a shot.
When Nebraska was up 14-0 in this game, there was three straight times they got the ball to start off drives in excellent territory. Mm-hmm. They started three straight drives at Michigan State's 26-yard line that Bill mentioned earlier. They went back 32 yards, had to punt. They started at the 45-yard line of Michigan State after a pick. They went 7 plays, 7 yards downs. They didn't get the fourth down conversion. And obviously, they start the next drive at the Michigan State 44 right before halftime, and they punt on a 3-and-out. So there was concern about, hey, what is this going to unravel here? Because the offense could not move the ball with great position, but they found a way to get it done.
Yeah, I mean, I thought Michigan State was all right.
We thought their defense coming in wasn't very good, though, and it hadn't been very good. You know, Boston College, a bunch of points against them. USC, 45 points against them. And so Nebraska's stats this game, we mentioned 261 total for the Huskers. Running the ball, Nebraska, 31 carries for 56 yards. Or sorry, excuse me, 31 carries, 67 yards. Emmett Johnson, 13 carries, 83. So this is about Raiola getting sacks.
Yeah, they ran the ball pretty well, actually.
Negative 17. But yeah.
When they ran it okay. I mean, look at the running back. I think the total was 17 carries for 103 yards. I don't have the stats.
I believe you're right.
So they actually, when they ran it okay.
And then Dylan, of course, aided by the screen pass to Hunter for the sealed the game to make it 38-21 He had 16. He was 16 for 24, 194. A very odd pick and a touchdown, five sacks in this game for Nebraska. But hey, found a way to win. It wasn't pretty, but these are games Nebraska's lost in years past. Close games.
4-1.
4-1. On to Maryland.
Maryland's 4-1. Is that right?
Yes, they were up big against Washington and lost at home on Saturday. 21-point fourth quarter for Washington.
Yeah. So what else? What did you watch, Bill? What games did you see?
I didn't see anything. I saw the first quarter of the UCLA game, and which I'll talk a little bit later. But no, I didn't get a chance to see. We were gone the entire time, and then went back and I said watched the Cal game at the end. So
yeah, I didn't
missed
see
Florida it. State, missed everything. I said the Nebraska game. I saw the four snaps, and I was like I said the UCLA State game started ahead of Nebraska's game, and so I was able to catch a little bit of that one. And shoot, that was it. So it kind of stunk.
I watched Ohio State last night. That was impressive.
Yeah, they blew out Minnesota.
Yeah.
The defense, 3 points to get. They're averaging like 5 points a game given up on the season. That defense is ridiculous.
Oh, God,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I was surprised that people thought Minnesota could push them. At night with that defense, there's no way.
42-3, yeah. Ohio State. Dominance.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to. Like I said, I didn't see one snap of it, but the numbers are ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, Ohio State's.
Right now, Ohio State, like I said, they're wow.
I heard
wow.
One of the guys on Sirius was talking about Miami. Well, he has Miami number one now. Miami. And he says it's Miami, Oregon, and Ohio State.
I'd have to agree with that. However,
I didn't know Miami was that good.
Yeah, right now, I don't know if I still wouldn't have Miami. But like I said, I didn't get to see the Florida State game. I didn't get Florida
yeah,
State.
They're way up.
It was like 27-3
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, and then Florida State tacked on some scores late.
28-22 final there, Miami beat
I think it was really misleading. I think the final score is really misleading. It sounded like they took Florida State to the woodshed.
Florida State had 19 points. It was 28-3 entering the fourth quarter.
Yeah. So it wasn't much of a game.
Yeah.
I guess Miami's belongs in that category with Ohio State and Oregon. I wouldn't have guessed that.
FSU scored essentially 11 points the last 4 minutes of the game to just make it look like they had no chance. So,
and Texas.
Texas stinks. We'll get that more later on the show.
Maybe. Rudy, me and Rudy talked about this earlier today. Talked about some Texas stuff. That was,
we got to talk about that later.
Yeah. People owe Sark an apology for demanding Arch last year over Quinn Ewers. He knew it was happening. He had it right. Quinn Ewers was better.
How badly did people misread Arch?
Pretty badly.
Really
appears.
Badly. There's some bad reads out there right now. I mean, I've made some bad reads. I didn't misread that one.
That's a bit bad.
Yeah.
Well, people are hungry right now in downtown Lincoln.
Boy.
If you're hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch.
Are they open in the rain?
In the downtown Lincoln area. Bill, where would you send the breakers this morning?
The Bird.
Early Bird is Early open. Bird. They're open every day. Every day, 7 days a week from 6:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. You could have breakfast, brunch, and lunch. We're talking breakfast nachos, breakfast tacos, waffles, French toast, variety of pancakes, and if you dare, try the world-famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
Stop by today. Early Bird, 19th and K. It's open right now in the rain in downtown Lincoln. When we come back, what the hell happened to Penn State? At
nope.
UCLA.
Fill us in.
Discuss that next.
I got some.
On early break of the ticket.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.